I want to welcome Fiona Dorif from Fear Clinic to upcoming DIS and say hello and thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here and I watched Fear Clinic and it's exciting to talk to you. Before we get into Fear Clinic, I have to mention that it must be a hoot for you that you've gotten to act with your father, like in the Chucky movies, and that must be a neat thing to do as a young actor.
Yeah, it was really cool. Actually, though, I didn't quite act with him.
Well, but
it's kind of a misconception. The closest I got was in the climax scene. I had to act to a recording of his voice,
right?
Which was pretty strange.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, he's not very scary to me.
Well, of course, he's your dad.
He's my dad. Great dad.
Yeah, but the rest of us—he's pretty scary. I mean, Chucky's a pretty scary guy.
I guess so.
Well, and so you know, working your way up and through various movies, how did you find your way to Fear Clinic?
Fear Clinic was a script that came across my manager's desk. I guess it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they had. The original actress kind of pull out last minute, and you know, there's a lot of interesting themes about the movie, and it already had distribution and had a cool team behind them, and I met with the directors.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'll do it. And so then I went, and it was fun.
Yeah, and that, well, it was an internet kind of webisode type of thing for a while. Had you seen any of those previously?
Yeah, well, they sent it to me at the time, and I watched them all. I thought the one with the insect was pretty cool.
Yeah. Did that help to sell you on the project at all?
Yeah, it did. I thought Robert Englund was a big one. I also liked the director. I thought the concept was cool. I had that Munfrey, and just everything worked out. I'm glad it did it.
Yeah, and you play Sarah, and you get to spend a lot of time with Thomas Dekker. You're kind of the character that brings him kind of out of his shell, and so you guys must have done something to help develop that chemistry. Was there anything offset that you did to try to bring that out?
Yeah, we just really liked each other. I love that guy. Sometimes you just kind of have chemistry with the person, and we did. You know, he was one of the people that I just kind of like. Found myself standing next to most of the time, so it was pretty easy. We just had fun, you know what I mean? I mean, horror movies can be really fun.
Really?
Because the stakes are just so high. You can just kind of, like, you know, fly with it. You can try 100 things.
It must have been difficult because your relationship with that character kind of evolves as he evolves, sort of comes out of his shell. And since films aren't usually done in a linear fashion, how did you two find a way to kind of keep track of where you were during your particular scene in that evolution?
Actually, we talked about it a little bit. I mean,
sure.
We tried. There was definitely a point where I was still a little confused. I think you just kind of got to approach the scene and be like, all right, what do I know is happening? Like,
right.
Where did I come from? And just like try to play kind of the base reality and see what happens.
Now, your character's big fear is a fear of the dark, and it wasn't helped by the fact that this gunman took out some lights and scared your character. Are you afraid of the dark?
No, not afraid of the dark. I love going to mountains. See, they do these astrology kind of seminar things on top of Mount Pinos in L.A. where I live, and you're allowed to have no light at all because it's like serious. I'm very into astronomy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like conversations and meet people in total pitch darkness towards the stars, and the whole thing's really cool. I'm not afraid of the dark. You know what I am afraid of?
What's that?
Aliens. I'm afraid of aliens.
Of aliens?
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of aliens?
There's an answer to that, actually. My mom, when I was growing up, made her living as a psychic. So when I was like 12,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, 20 or whatever.
Right.
And she really believed in aliens.
Uh-huh.
Really believed in aliens. And left me with some some kind of weird hangouts about fucking aliens.
So have you ever thought about doing an alien invasion kind of movie to kind of confront that?
Oh, I wouldn't argue. Yeah, man, definitely. I remember I got this script like a couple years ago. It was about that. It was me in like a cave with somebody else having been abducted. Mm-hmm. And it was just really good writing. It was interesting. I was all over it, but it just kind of didn't work out last minute.
Yeah. Well, I got to say that the sets in Fear Clinic must have helped, you know, bring out some of that fear stuff, too. And towards the climax, of course, your character gets to wander through this kind of maze of strobing lights and odd things going on. How did that set and all those effects help to bring your character to life?
Physical stuff always helps, you know what I mean? I mean, mm-hmm. as much as something kind of in front of you can, like, keep you in the reality of it, you know, the better.
Sure.
In your brain. So, you know, when I was, like, in that capsule thing, it was, like, legitimately suffocating, you know, it was scary and helpful. That was helpful.
Now, at the end, all that light strobing, was that on set, or did they add that later?
That was on set.
So that must have been confusing. I found that to be the most unnerving part of the film, believe it or not, was how intense and how long that strobe sequence lasts towards the end.
Yeah. Some of it was done in pickup shots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then...
I think what we shot was a little different than what was edited. We, like, went back, you know.
Sure.
We went to Dr. Hall, went back, like, maybe 6 months later. Mm-hmm. Some stuff against white walls,
right?
With, like, strobing flashlights and stuff.
Well, but that still can be just the strobe itself can be kind of unnerving, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, not really. To be honest with you,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you just I don't find that I need, you need an idea that really gets you unsettled, I think. And then you just play horror from there, right? Because it's just
right.
So kind of raw.
Yeah.
But I guess I was a raver when I was 17 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, strobe lights are nothing to me.
Ah. I see. Now, also, you got to work with Robert Englund, who, of course, everybody remembers as Freddy Krueger for so many years, and that must have been fun.
Yeah, Robert Englund's great. He's really, really cool to work with. He's so positive and works so hard, and it's just lovely, lovely in every way.
Yeah, I'm told he's not a scary guy at all in person. That he's actually very personable, very friendly, kind of
really
gregarious kind of guy.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
So, what about a possible sequel to Fear Clinic? Are you thinking about maybe staying on?
Probably not me, but I think I could see the franchise going for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how many episodes there were on the web, but apparently they were very popular, and thus that's how they got the financing and such for the film, and probably drew some of the talent in that they drew in for the film. So I'm sure that there's a lot of stories. When you're talking about fear, there's a lot of fear, so there's a lot of stories to tell, I would assume, there.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, another effect I got to ask you about is, towards the end, some of that looks like a really bad Nightmare Spider-Man movie, because you got all that black... I don't know, what was that stuff, that black webbing kind of material,
oh,
goo,
man.
Or whatever it was?
I think it was called, like, fear goo or something.
Tell me that didn't get into everything.
What's that?
Tell me that didn't get into everything.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't have much scenes with it. Robert, you know, I think that's a question for Robert Englund. He was such a trooper, man. I guess I had one like fighting spider sequence.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it wasn't like wet goo that covered me or anything. It was it was like felt or something.
So was there something that you did that didn't make the final cut that you really wish had been in there?
Yeah, there in the climax that I thought was really cool on paper, that it wasn't just me, it was everybody did, but when I don't know what happens, but for some reason, everybody gets, the room gets flipped upside down.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a really cool concept, and I couldn't reach a button that was going to get everybody out of the fear loop or something. And because it was suddenly on the ceiling, I just thought, I thought that aesthetic of it was pretty cool. I think in context, it didn't end up working, but so it was cool.
Yeah, now, was the film very physically demanding, especially the parts with the where you're flashing back to your interaction with the shooter that kind of brought everybody together here?
Yeah. That's a big energy. Because you have to scream bloody murder, to sell it, you have to try to just get your whole limbic system just going fucking nuts.
Well, and it's physical as well, because you're kind of crawling on the street, and there's a lot of things popping around you, and the shots and the glass from the, from the lights.
Yeah, for sure. Also, I bruise really easily, and my knees were totally cut up. But that happens almost every movie I do.
Yeah.
So.
Would you say that's the most physical scene you did, or was there something that was worse?
In Fear Clinic?
Yeah, in Fear Clinic.
I'd say that was my most physical.
The crawling on the floor and stuff.
The gun sequence.
Now, did you get to do that early in the film, or did they do that towards the end of shoot?
They did it towards the end. Well, probably halfway in the middle.
Okay, so any bruising didn't keep you from being able to do the rest of the film well?
Yeah, no.
How many shooting days do you guys do?
About
3 weeks. Well, it's certainly a different kind of film. It's a film that has a lot of potential, and as far as we talked about as a franchise, and there's a lot of chemistry between you guys. So what's next for you?
God, what's next? Well, I'm in the middle of what we call pilot season, I'm just auditioning like crazy, And there's a couple things. I got a independent movies happening in April, but you kind of can't talk about it for like money and escrow kind of thing.
So
things are moving forward for the next Chucky, and I'll do anything with Don Mancini, the creator and director of the Chucky movies, for the rest of my life.
I
look forward to working with him, and we'll see.
And I assume your dad's definitely going to be involved in the next Chucky movie.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So that'll always be... Yeah, I guess when you talk about acting with him, we don't often see him in those movies. It's his voice, really, that's providing the Chucky character. But it's hard. He does such a good job that I think of him as being in the movie, even though we almost never see him.
Yeah. Don Mancini was really excited to bring him back physically in the last Chucky.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah, in Curse of Chucky. He's the best. He's a great dad, too.
I'm sure he is.
It was really cool to be a part of a franchise that I just grew up associated with. And, my tagline was, it was the coolest thing about me in high school. I made sure all the boys knew that I was the student of Chucky.
Well, but
it's so cool to be able to be a part of it.
Yeah, and that can go either way. It's kind of neat that it went that way for you. Some people would just be sick of it and not want anything to do with it. It's kind of cool that you embraced it and it's become such a positive part of your life.
Yeah, I feel very grateful for it. I feel grateful for all these things, Third Clinic was fun, and I learned stuff,
Well, now you said you've got pilot season and maybe some film things coming up. Which would you rather do? Would you rather find yourself a nice little TV show, or would you rather just continue in films, or do you just want to work?
I want to do stuff that's good. I think we're in the golden age of television. Some of the scripts that have come across, actually, I'm going in for one in about an hour. I'm sure above the phone, I think there's incredible writing happening in TV, especially some HBO and cable show stuff that is as good as, or even better than,
yeah,
a lot of kind of even studio films. And I think they just have like less cooks in the kitchen or something.
Sure. Well, and you have longer time to tell a story. You can tell a story more properly.
Yeah, but even just scenes, like line for line.
Yeah.
You know? So I want to do anything that kind of I respond to and that is good, and I'm grateful for any work I have.
Sure.
You know. So yeah, I'm just, you know, I mean, the deal is one foot in front of the other, and try to stay grounded and do the best you can.
That sounds like a grounded way to look at it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for spending the time with us, and good luck at the audition that you're going to, and hopefully we'll see you in some other things soon.
Cool. Take care.
All right, you take care.